Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did because we got our good friend Renee Grant Williams is back on the show. Renee Grant Williams is the author of Voice Power. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. And Renee is the lady who teaches a lot of the famous singers that you know and that you love. She has had a hand in helping many of them with their voices, with their singing voices. But you and I have the benefit of having this professional world-class, because she's doing this all over the world now, this world-class voice coach, Renee Grant Williams. We have the benefit of having her available to us to help you and me make sure that we're using our voices, our methods of communicating in the best way. She's our good friend. Renee, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure. We've missed you. It's good to have you back. You've been in Australia a couple of times over the last year or so, haven't you?
Yes, it occurred to me while you were making my introduction that I've done master classes on four continents.
Wow. Folks, there you go. You've heard me say it before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, Renee. Thank you for being here, and congratulations on that impressive record. Now, were you teaching singing skills,
I was teaching voice skills in
Australia?
But I primarily was teaching singers, but we had about 15% of our attendance was speaker-oriented. But
right.
I was being promoted by a music promoter, so.
Right. Now, one of the things that I know that you want to talk about, there are people out there who are listening, who may not be quite ready to start a business, or they started a business, or they tried to start a business, they couldn't quite get it off the ground, and now they're saying, okay, maybe I just need to go get a job for a while. And there are a lot of millions of people out there who are in the process of doing job interviews right now. They hope they'd be excited about having a job interview, and you want to help them make sure they put their best foot forward. Talk to us about that.
Well, I wanted to say one thing first before I forget it. My stepfather always said that when someone came in to interview with him, he would hire the person who came in and said, I'm looking for work, rather than the person who said, I'm looking for a job.
Or talked about a position.
Right. Because he wanted people I always forget to bring that up. This is a tough time for people, and today's competitive market, sometimes an applicant's speaking voice can make the difference between getting hired and being passed over. We can't underestimate the power of the speaking voice.
Well, and the thing is, Renee, that today, with so many people available to work, someone doing the job has choices, and we never know what makes people make the final decision. It could be the way you speak to them.
The way your voice presents you is really actually an essential part of the whole overall impression you make. If during an interview, you've got to sell your presence, and it all comes down to what you communicate about yourself, and you have to demonstrate that you have the ability to communicate. I've never heard anybody say, hey, this guy's a poor communicator, let's hire him.
Right. So how do we evaluate ourselves as we're getting ready for the job interview? How do we evaluate ourselves to make sure to see if there's something we need to improve?
A good way is to tape record yourself in conversation.
Everybody loves to do that, don't they?
Right. No, but taping yourself is, if you can still get cassette tapes, is a great way to analyze what you're doing. If you talk too fast, too slow, you can't understand your words, if you let your phrases drop off at the end, these are all things that indicate a lack of presence and a lack of control over yourself.
And that's what you want to listen for. Don't listen to the sound of your voice, what you think is nobody likes to hear their own voice. Nobody does. And so except for politicians, of course, Renee. But
right.
But look, what we're talking about is not the sound of your voice as much as the way you deliver the words, the way you deliver the lines, so to speak. As you said, some of the people who annoy me when I'm trying to listen to them are not the people who have a voice I don't like, but people who, as you said a minute ago, when they finish up their sentences, they drop off. They're talking to you, and I can't stand that. I have excellent hearing. And when they drop it off like that, I can't hear it as well. And it makes me have to work too hard, doesn't it?
It drags down the whole pace of everything. You've got to realize that a job interview is like a duet between two people that hasn't been written yet. It's like a singing a duet. You have an interplay. And if you drop your end of the conversation with a downward drop, then you don't match the interviewer.
Right.
It's important
if there's one thing you want to make sure that you have in any kind of a job interview or a sales interview, folks.
Absolutely.
It's energy. Right, Renee?
To keep a very upbeat attitude.
But you don't just want to jump around and be animated. You want to make sure that your voice has energy, because that's back to what your stepfather said about work, looking for work. People, you can't tell somebody you're looking for work if you act like you don't have any energy. That's not going to work either, is it?
I wouldn't hire you.
And folks, everything that Renee is talking about today applies 100% to a sales call. If you're calling on customers and they're trying to decide who to do. Remember, sales, your customers have lots of choices these days, too. And your products are no better than other people's products. Your service is no better than other services. Your prices probably aren't as cheap as somebody else. So what makes them decide to do business with you? It's the way you come across and how they feel about you, the experience that they have with you. If you don't have energy in your voice, and if you're dropping off, if you're not delivering your message in the right way, they're going to go with somebody else because you didn't give them a good experience. Renee Grant Williams and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it so you could do that. You can listen. You can read. You can ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of stuff that you can do there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there in any of those time frames. And you can on any topic. Under the small business sun, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Renee Grant Williams is our guest, folks. Renee is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the person in our Brain Trust that helps us with our voice, helps us make sure that we're putting our best foot forward when we speak to people. Not the sound of our voice so much as the manner of delivering, the method of delivering, the way we deliver our message, the energy level that we have in our voice. The way diction, there are a lot of elements, including, of course, using proper English. Right, Renee?
Absolutely. And one thing you should be sure to do is research the company you're seeking to hire you. Because what may be the correct way of speaking if you're interviewing at a blue-chip company like IBM, you might want to change your approach to if you were applying for a position at Apple.
Right.
And that not only applies to, are you going to wear earth shoes or loafers?
Or sandals, right?
Right. Earth, sandals or loafers. But it applies to the casualness or lack of casualness that you present in your speaking voice.
One of the things that you run into when you're on a job interview or a sales call is the person on the other side of the desk doesn't have to worry about not doing jargon. Your job is not to use jargon, but their job, they can use jargon. And what the research you're talking about helps you maybe to identify some of the jargon, not that you could turn around and use it with them, but so that you know what they're talking about, right?
Exactly. And it is true. The way your voice represents you is an important one-third of the impression you make. The interview has to like you, has to listen to you, and has to believe in you. Because I think human resources is one of the most vital departments for any business.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hire the right people, nothing will go well. So the human resource department is a terribly important one.
Well, you know, a lot of people, I think, obviously your skills, the things you take, the products you sell, the way you, what you're delivering, whatever you're delivering, whether it's yourself or your products in an interview or a sales call, those things are important. But as I said earlier, those are kind of commodities. You've got to get the person on the other side of the desk to feel comfortable with you, and to imagine that if they're going to do business with you, if they're going to hire you or do business with you, Renee, they're thinking, okay, is this a voice? Is this a face? Is this a personality? Is this the kind of energy I want to be hooking up with every time I'm around this person? That's a big part of, and don't you think interviewers don't always say that out loud to themselves, but it's just human nature?
You have to develop a clear idea of why you're the perfect candidate for this position and why you want it. I mean, you need to be realistic about the skills and qualifications you bring, and anticipate questions you're likely to be asked. If you can do that, and you can almost visualize the outcome you're looking for.
What do you think about role playing? When sales, role playing is one of the best tools that you'll ever find. Finding someone who knows what's going on, who knows about what you're talking about, and actually make a sales pitch to them, and then go all the way through it and let them critique you at the end. What do you let them make notes, so to speak? Let them critique you at the end. Do you recommend that for interviews, for job interviews?
I think the more serious you are about looking for work, the more times you will do that. It's very crucial. You wouldn't go into court without being rehearsed by your lawyer.
Right. But unfortunately, a lot of people won't do it because it hurts a little bit when people take notes and point back at you about things that you might not want to hear about. But if you can't get better unless you're prepared to do that, can you?
Better to have a friend do that for you than a job interview you've flown halfway across the country to see.
Because that person, the job interviewer, probably won't tell you the truth. They probably won't tell you why they didn't choose you, some intangible reason why they didn't choose you. They might tell you because you're not quite qualified, but if they didn't like the way you present yourself, they won't tell you that, will they?
Not likely. But, you know, there's another sound that's really important in a job interview, and that's silence.
Ah.
Don't volunteer information that's not requested unless you're absolutely sure it's going to advance your cause.
So you're saying sometimes we fear that if there's silence that's a bad thing, and we need to say something we shouldn't.
Right. Well, the interview needs to know you're comfortable with silence.
Right, yeah.
They'll be asking questions and discussing issues that are important to the employer. There's
right.
no point in muddying up the waters by
right.
diverting
and
attention to it.
And it is it's their job to keep things going. Hey, Renee, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us your website quickly, please.
MyVoiceCoach.com.
MyVoiceCoach.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.